Hey folks, Matt Donald here. Subscribe to my Patreon! I don't have anything else to say. Patreon.com/MatthewDonald.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that's bongo for King Kongo.
Absolutely.
My name's Matthew Donald. Each week, I'm a rotating series of guest co-hosts. Talk about rate, a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined with someone who's also bongo for King Kongo. It's Stephen Curro. How are you?
I'm good.
Very important day in the knowledge of dinosaurs. It is 200 years since... to this day, from this episode comes out, from when Megalosaurus, the very first genus described a dinosaur, was described.
Oh, this is such an exciting day.
Bicentennial of dinosaur.
The bicentennial of dinosauria.
Yeah. I expect it to be a great birthday. We're recording this at the end of December, so I don't know if anything's actually going to happen. But I like to think some museums might have some parties. Here's the hope. Because like 200 years of dinosaurs, man, that's and how much they've changed. And not even just the last 10 years, let alone the last 200.
I mean, we all grew up with dinosaurs. So it's weird to think that there was a time when people didn't know they existed.
Right. And to be fair, I should specify, even though Megalosaurus was the first dinosaur discovered, the term dinosaur is less than 200 years old. We called them great lizards back then, you know, sort of stuff. But this wasn't until we found more of them that we started coming up. What was the term? It was 1842 by Sir Richard Owen.
Yes.
Is when he coined it. So we got a little bit longer to go for the term dinosaur is discovered. So, but now dinosaurs, 200 years. Where do you think we'll be in another 200 years with dinosaur knowledge?
We might even have living dinosaurs by then.
We might, and hopefully so, because I've heard that like, and after about 300 or so years, we'll start to run out of fossils.
Yeah, I've worried about that.
Yeah, and I mean, unless there's some underground that we can't get to yet. Maybe there's some in the ocean.
I mean, Antarctica probably has Antarctica a bunch probably that we haven't got at
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, so...
There are a few areas on Earth that we'd love to get in there. We just can't.
Like, right.
I heard paleontologists are itching to get in to North Korea.
Oh, yes.
They can't because freaking North Korea.
Yeah, the government's like, no. If you must find a dinosaur, name it King Jong-un-saurus or something.
Absolutely not.
Call it the greatest dinosaur of all time. So, I did hear something. Neil deGrasse Tyson was talking about this. And this is something I've always said for a very long time. The only time travel that might be possible is bending the light so that we can see in the past but not interact. And I'm like, yes, thank you. Let's do that.
Really?
We're like, yes.
That would be ideal, actually.
Then we can't create a paradox.
Exactly.
But then we could see what dinosaurs actually looked like if we do it far enough.
That would be fantastic. Answer so many questions.
I know. We're probably not going to live to see that, unfortunately. That'll be way far in the future. But
fingers crossed.
All I've heard, you know, because I've heard the idea like, well, if time travel is not possible now, but it's possible future science, just how come future time travelers haven't come to visit us? I'm like, well, maybe they have. Maybe that's where all those aliens from Roswell actually were just evolved humans. That's why they look so humanoid.
So, that's a fair idea.
And we,
they could just be hiding.
Yeah, they could be too. Wasn't there that party that you said that Stephen Hawking tried to?
Yes, he hosted to prove a point.
I don't think that. I think for a scientist, I think that's a flimsy way to try.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't think he was actually he actually expected any time travelers to show up. He did it just to prove a point. Like, oh no, they didn't come. Why? Well, they never will, you know.
Right. It's just, yeah, it's silly.
Speaking of animal things that have silly names and silly things.
Yes, Megalosaurus nearly had a silly name as we...
I used to have a dog named Meg, and I would call her Megalosaurus. Just
nice. Meg, is that what Meg from Family Guy is short for? Actually, no, that one's short for Megatron. I forgot. That's I think I remember it was like Megatron, whatever, Griffin. She was always the odd one out.
Yeah, they're always picking on her.
Which is a shame. Don't bully
your
kids.
I don't know. I don't know why they're always so horrible to Meg.
I've never liked that joke. Like having someone that everyone hate, that people like in Parks and Rec, I've never liked how they treated Jerry.
I'll have to watch that show at some point. Everyone tells me it's good.
Oh, no, it is good. Oh, my goodness, though. There is one episode where they go to a dinosaur-themed restaurant.
Oh, no
Jurassic
kidding.
Fork.
Well, now I have to see
this. It's only one episode, but I was so sad that this thing was not real. It's like they have a Tyrannosaurus Caesar salad, a chicken raptor.
I'm surprised no one has actually done it.
Medium roar.
Medium roar.
Like there's, it's kind of like the Rainforest Cafe. You ever been to the Rainforest Cafe?
I remember
where it's
that.
Like there's animatronic dinosaurs in this, and then like in the painting, like in the main area where they're sitting, there's like ferns everywhere, and there's paintings of the paleo art. I'm like, why is this place not real?
Oh, that's awesome. When I was in Mexico, I did go to a restaurant that had in San Juan Raya, they had dinosaurs painted on the wall.
Nice.
It was really pretty. It was not like animatronic, but it was kind of nice.
That is nice. But we're going to talk about the beginning of dinosaurs, though. We're talking about Megalosaurus. It means great lizard.
Yes.
Although in an alternate universe, it could have had a far worse name. where dinosaurs would have never been popular because no one would have been bullied trying to talk about them.
And what is this bizarre name that almost came to pass?
Scrotum humanus. Scrotum humanum.
Sounds like a stupid joke, but it's not.
It's because they found the femur bone just on its own. It looks like a hanging pair of balls.
So they had to get incredibly clinical about it. It's so ridiculous.
Scrotum humanum.
Or maybe they were just really pent up. I don't know.
Well, 1763 is when that was described.
So confusing to me. Good Lord.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no. Whatever deity was in charge of linguistics was like, no, I am interceding here.
Megalosaurus. Can you imagine the ultimate? It's like, this is scrotum this, and this is scrotus that, and this is boobus the diet. This is vaginus. It's
just, oh, God.
This is clitoris. Clitoris already kind of sounds like a dinosaur.
No. It would have completely ruined.
They're all named after different.
Everything. It's all about the anatomy of God.
Yeah. Exactly. Thankfully, we did not have that. So Megalosaurus, though, as itself, type is a megalosaurid, a poorly understood group of dinosaurs that includes some heavy hitters, as well as Megalosaurus, it includes Torvosaurus. Who can forget that? Who can also forget Duryavinator or the always awesome, always present in pop culture, Poikilopleuron?
What the heck?
Yeah. Do you remember that one?
Poikilopleuron.
It's always present in the zeitgeist, man. Dude.
Sounds like it's like he's plural. Like there's more than one of them. Like
Poikilopleuron. Well, it's like plural, like Liplerodon. It's kind of the same.
Oh,
Poikilopleuron. Poikilopleuron.
Okay.
Gotcha. So it's my favorite dinosaur. How dare you disrespect it? So size 23 to 30 feet, so 7 to 9 meters long, 1.5 to 2 tons. It was a carnivore. Was found in Oxfordshire, England. Described in 1824, the very first dinosaur described 200 years ago to this day. Although the version that Gideon Mantell named wasn't described until 1827. This was the one described by, what was the guy's name? Hold on. Described by Buckland.
Buckland.
What's his? Where's the? Blah, 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 blah.
Was he from Buckland in Middle Earth?
No. Buckland. Buckland. Yeah, I know. Buckland. It's Megalosaurus Bucklandi is the name. Who is Buckland? Identified by Buckland. Who is this Buckland?
I can see that he had a riveting career.
Buckland's research. Okay, cool. I want to know about this Buckland fella. William Buckland. Here we go. Professor of geology at the University of Oxford and the Dean of Christ Church.
There you go.
So Buckland, he's the guy who named it initially. And so he's the guy we can think of Saurus being in most dinosaur names. It's just tradition at this point. There's really no need for it otherwise.
I've explained that to so many people that they're not really lizards.
Yeah, exactly. Sort of like how after Jurassic Park came out, so many other different dromaeosaurs had raptor in the name. And when the first Jurassic Park came out, it was just Velociraptor.
Right.
And then there was Utah Raptor, and then Pyroraptor, and then Megaraptor, which wasn't even a raptor, as they found out later, and then other ones. Yeah.
A friend of mine in Mexico, I would talk to him about dinosaurs, and every time I would explain the name of a lizard. It was Tyrannosaurus, tyrant lizard. People like, oh, there it is. It's lizard. I'm like, it's not a lizard.
We've
been through this.
Right. It's not a lizard. But then there's like, it's even more confusing with Basilosaurus, which is not even a reptile. It's a whale.
Yeah, I can't wrap my head around that one.
You know, like there's some dinosaurs, like for me, it's like mammals should end in Therium. Dinosaurs should end in Saurus. But some of them, they switch that around. There's a dinosaur called Fulgurotherium, and I hate it.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why is it not a mammal? I think it's some sort of Hypsilophodontid or something. Hold on. Fulgurotherium. There it is. Extinct genus of dinosaurs. I thought this one was one of the ones that was alive.
Oh.
It's an Ornithischian dinosaur. Lived was now Australia. 1932. They should have known better.
Seriously, get your act together.
Oh, man. At that point, there are so many different mammals with Therium in the name. Man. How dare you? It does mean lightning beast. That's pretty damn cool.
But, I mean, lightning beast is a pretty epic name.
Yeah. So the reason why Megalosaurus is called Megalosaurus is because they mistook it for a gigantic lizard of 20 meters or 66 feet in length. You know, so. Mm-hmm. But then 1842, Owen concluded that it was no more than 9 meters standing on its upright legs. Although some people still thought it was quadruped. Like, if you've seen the old depictions of it, it looks like a quadrupedal wolf lizard.
I've actually got one of them up right now. I mean, yeah. It's more of a modern repainting, but it's the original construction where it has like this weird lizard head, but then it has a hump, and then it has these big elephantine legs. It's really weird animal.
It'd be a cool looking creature in like some speculative evolution or something, but just not what Megalosaurus ended up being. And you know what? I think the bipedal design is cooler, so good job, nature.
Exactly.
Did I say the pop culture appearances? I don't know if I ever did. Oh no, so okay, pop culture appearances in this. The TV sitcom Dinosaurs. The anime Dinosaur King, the preschool aimed cartoon Dinosaur Train, and the video games Jurassic World Evolution 2, Jurassic World Alive, Jurassic World the Game, and Ark Survival Evolved. But for a while, yes, I know exactly quite a bit. For a while, this was seen as the archetypal dinosaur, carnivorous dinosaur, and as we've gone on, we found out that's really weird compared to other ones. So it's kind of hard to figure out. But for the longest time, this was the ultimate wastebasket taxon. So many theropods started their life under the genus named Megalosaurus at first. Like I think T-Rex did, Allosaurus did.
T-Rex, really?
Yeah, like a bunch of them did. It was just like, Megalosaurus.
They made it the prototype theropod.
Yeah, basically. It's the Oprah up there being like, you get a Megalosaurus. Everyone gets a Megalosaurus. So, and it's interesting because, like, unlike Iguanodon and Hylaeosaurus, the other two of the original three, the original of dinosaurs, this one's from the Jurassic, so the mid-Jurassic at that. So Megalosaurids are actually closely related to the Spinosaurids. They get to that family, kind of.
I feel like we just don't know much about Jurassic theropods as much as Cretaceous theropods.
Because we got Allosaurus and like the some of the Metriacanthosaurids, like my boy Sinoraptor, but Dilophosaurus, I guess. But then that's like Dilophosaurus is like that's still kind of a coelophysid sort of thing, and like
Dilophosaurus counts.
Ceratosaurus is also kind of a weird one, like the one with the nose horn. No other theropod has that, and also like
there's the classic Allosaurus and the. Sarafaganax, favorite.
Yes, Horner will not take that. It wasn't his fault. Torvosaurus, though, is the one that always gets left out because it was in the Morrison Formation and it was a megalosaurid, but no one cares about it.
Oh, dear.
Like, poor Torvosaurus. the skull megalosaurus is actually poorly known. The discovered elements are rather large compared to the rest of the material uncovered, which it could be like coincidental that they were there and was from a bigger individual, or maybe it had a very uncommonly large head.
Oh.
So
big head.
Maybe it was like a bobblehead. So lower jaw is also rather robust. So this article for it is enormous because there's a lot to talk about here, but this is Paleo Bites, not Paleo five-course meal.
Yeah.
So
we have to pace ourselves.
Indeed. There was actually, not only was this thing a wastebasket taxon, there was actually a point sometime quite recently where some research was afraid that like maybe even Megalosaurus itself didn't have enough evidence to distinguish it from the other dinosaurs. And so Megalosaurus itself would be a nomen nudum.
Oh, no.
A nomen dubium, I should say.
No, not the original.
Not the original, but then a comprehensive study by Roger Benson and colleagues in 2008 and several research rate analyses published in several years overturned the previous consensus by identifying several unique distinguishing characteristics in the lower jaw that can be used to separate Megalosaurus from other Megalosaurids. Oh. And so it was saved. The original has been saved.
Good. Oh, that just would have been a tragedy.
Oh,
if
man.
The very first dinosaur was actually not.
Would have been a real kick in the scrotum human. Just can't believe.
Oh, God.
We nearly were in that world with the first dinosaur. Imagine the poor alternate universe where the first dinosaur was scrotum humanus.
Oh, man. I can imagine the stress to, science teachers would go through. When
you
they
think
have to
Uranus
teach this to
is
middle
bad.
Schoolers, right, exactly. Oh, dear God.
This lived alongside some other theropods like Streptospondylus, not you Streptospondylus, but it's just Streptospondylus. Some sauropods, Cetiosaurus. I've heard of Cetiosaurus. It's like whale lizard. that's pretty cool. Cardiodon. That one sounds like it works out.
Cardiodon.
Yeah.
It must have a very strong heart rate.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if it's related to Camarasaurus, it means chambered lizard. So, yeah. Worked out, man. Girl, look at that body. Megalosaurus, we owe it our respect. We owe it our gratitude. And it is a wonderful but poorly understood dinosaur that started it all.
Is there a reason why it's poorly understood? Like,
just because since it was the first and we've just found a bunch of other things that were like, oh, this is Megalosaurus, but then it turned out none of them are Megalosaurus. So we originally found a Megalosaurus. It's kind of hard to distinguish compared to all the other crap that we renamed.
Gotcha. Okay.
So like
it all comes down to just we need to find more fossil evidence or figure out the Neil deGrasse Tyson light bending thing.
Yeah. Exactly. So, and find out for sure. Man, if we ever do that light bending thing, I swear, we're going to find out that dinosaurs look nothing like we do now.
Probably,
and many of them do. Many, and like, I see some paleo nerds be like, try to disrespect people, say that we know nothing about them, but really. It's like, oh, no, we know so much about them, discounting our side. We know this, this. I'm like, yes, I know. They're educated guesses until we find the real one.
Yes.
Like, we can get as close as we can, but like, and there's some that we have a pretty good idea, but until we see a live one, there's no way to really confirm.
Megalosaurus is a good example of that because they thought it was a weird wolf lizard.
I know,
until
exactly.
Until they found a little bit more, and then they found a little bit more.
There's
then,
always more science to learn. Like, even Neil deGrasse Tyson always brings up, like, in his Cosmos thing, he's like, light is the fastest thing in the universe. That we currently know of.
Right. So far. There's always a so far. Exactly.
So it's like when people say, oh, there's no way there could be other elements because all the ones on the periodic table are known. And like based on the science that we have, it's like there could never be any more. It's like, but then what about the science we don't have?
Exactly.
Like, in terms of like the way we have our atoms and nuclei and electrons and protons, all that stuff. No, there could not be other compounds to create other elements in that model. What if it's a model we don't have yet?
Precisely,
so
yes.
What if we find out that some things that we all thought were the same elements are actually different types of elements? I don't know. I mean, that's not my field. Right. So I don't want to speak for that. But there's always more science to learn.
Argentinosaurus, I think it was him, was the largest dinosaur so far.
Yes. And exactly. then there's also like Patagotitan, and then there's like that one from India.
Lots of big ones,
no one knows what was the biggest. For the longest time, T-Rex was the biggest, then Giganotosaurus came out. And then now we think T-Rex was the biggest again because Giganotosaurus might have been a little bit longer, but T-Rex was bulkier.
I thought Spinosaurus.
And now we think Spinosaurus is the heaviest and the longest.
Like they've completely. We have an entirely different episode about
Spinosaurus. Like at the end when it goes into the future, it's as a joke. Like that was me making fun of. Like we just don't know. Like it's probably not going to have its sail split into butterfly wings, like we joked about. But like it is going to be completely different again.
Exactly. And I used to tell my students when I worked at Dinosaur Ridge that with the exception of a few dinosaurs that they found in China, we don't know what color they were, and we probably won't know. Could be green. Could be blue.
Some of them we do know. Yeah, like
purple polka dots.
The one that drives me crazy is Boreopelta, that one Nodosaur, the one that we found the really mummified version of.
Yeah, yeah.
We know what color it is. And even though it's got spikes, it's got armor, we know that its color is red with like brown stripes.
Really?
Like it's camouflaged. And I'm like, what the hell would you need to camouflage for? You got all that defenses. What kind of terrifying predators?
I thought they can only figure out the color with feathers. How did they?
This one they could because it was so well preserved with the mummified version.
No kidding.
So like, yeah, because they could do figure out with the scales. So
that's excellent.
Yeah. So yeah, it's great. And then like, but then, like, even not even dinosaurs, you see those mammals, like, was it Unotitherium, the one with the big lobes on their side, that they always depict them just having them out. And I'm like, no, they're not out. Like, they can't be. But there's so many, like, if you look at, like, a hamster, it has the most terrifying skull that you can imagine. It does, looks like a gremlin. It looks like one of those hyena things from Avatar.
It does, yeah. Well, the hippo.
Yeah.
Like, there's that famous meme I saw where it's like the skull, and you see a skull. And then it says the expectation. It looks like this horrific demon alien monster with a really thin skin and sharp teeth. And then the animal, and it's a hippo with like a really fat
wolf. The only one where the skeleton looks exactly like the animal is the crocodile. So, like, I don't know, which is closely related to dinosaurs. But then birds are more closely related, and their skeletons are often quite different. Like, if you look at, like, penguin skeletons, they have really, really, really long necks. So you might think they would look like a geese or something if you didn't know.
A goose, yeah. A goose, sorry.
Yes, I'm an English major. I should know better. A geese. A flock of geese, I should say. I drove past a flock, a gander of geese, a gaggle.
Was driving my head. Looking at the skeleton of the mouses. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, of the meese. The oxen.
You bring up a point with the penguin, though, because it looks like it would be a really thin animal.
With a long neck. But no, it's got big bulk. It doesn't look like it has a neck at all.
Exactly. So, I don't know. Biology is just bizarre.
Also, if you look at like penguin feathers and like there's like dead ones, or if you cut it up, it's like there's like it looks like there's like feathers, there's layers. It looks like a cake almost. They're coating of because like the feathers on top are really matted and stuff. And
then there's like keep less, it warm,
yeah. And then there's like smaller feathers. It's like something about it disturbs me.
They're bored wearing,
but penguins are cute.
Winter coat.
Yes, exactly. They have nice tuxedos. I need to show you this video of this penguin. One of them falls. It sounds like all the penguins are like, damn. So, anyways, Megalosaurus. Let's rate Megalosaurus 165 million. I say it's a perfect 65 million because it started the dinosaur
revolution. It's a classic. Revolution. I have to concur. 65 million the original.
Yeah, it's like, it's not very notable. It's the normal. I don't care. It started dinosaurs, and for that has my utmost respect.
The first dinosaur known to science. So on this day, mm-hmm. It is a holiday for all the paleontologists.
Yes, 200 years of dinosaurs. See you again in 2124 for the tricentennial, where I'll be an old man who'll still be living in his parents' basement.
The way housing prices are, you know.
Yeah, I mean, look, they do say the first person who lived to 150 is alive today. So
could be. You never know.
So it could be us. Probably not. I don't care. Actually, no, I'm kind of healthy despite my weight. But blood work's usually good. Well, that's it for this week. End on this depressing note.
So long, everyone.
Yes. If you want to get a hold of the show and talk about like how maybe discuss the alternate universe that where was scrotum human.
Oh, God.
What would you name other dinosaurs?
You can talk about that with him.
Yeah, send me an email at paleobitespodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter at paleobitespod. And find us on Instagram at Paleobites Podcast. And if we're going to get a hold of you is to not talk about scrotum human.
You can find me at stephencurro.com, stephencurro.com.
Yes, indeed.
And I have my whole list of my writing credits, including my novelette, The Spark, and a few short stories and poems.
Absolutely. So I have a book series on Amazon, Megazoic, available for print and Kindle. I think I might have mentioned Megalosaurus once or twice. Hold on. I've got a list here of all the animals I mentioned. It was not a character for sure, but did I mention Megalosaurus in the book?
I could have sworn you did at some point.
Oh, and Megazoic the Hunted One's apparently a Megalosaurus.
I knew there was a Megalosaurus.
It was in the arena. It was one of the – I do love this joke. Where it's like, remember the arena where they're doing the enforcer round and that – And then and so one of the Megasaurus has a giant gun. It's like shooting forces, like die, and then it gets killed. And the announcer's like, oh, he's dead. Kind of Monty Python.
Yeah, yeah. So,
that was a good death, viewers. So that was Megalosaurus, an esteemed performance, esteemed appearance.
I just like that zany scene in the first place. Like this is on the floating platform of Western Interior Seaway too.
Exactly. Cool. So, well, like they talk about like how they are this hidden. The criminals have this hidden base, and like they're not obeying the whole decree of, oh, all the other kind have to be lumped in into the sanctuary, like the government says. Like, well, then the enforcers are coming to you, right? Like, yeah, what do you do with them? Oh, we just throw them into the arena. Because the enforcers that Zul'Garin sends are after the elder kind. So, so just chuck them in the arena.
Perfect.
And then they call an enforcer around. The audience loves it. It drives up ticket sales.
And they so quickly go from supporting Cortan to kill Cortan.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Oh, yes, because like at first, like, oh, he's the guy who did all this, who made this incredible attack. Oh, must be so rich. If we kill him, we get his money.
Yeah.
So, because they're all criminals.
No loyalty whatsoever.
Absolutely. Why would they be? I kind of based that place off of like the idea of those pirate towns, like
Port Royal.
Yeah, well, not even like a Tortuga or something like that. Or those places where it's like,
oh no, you're right, Tortuga. It is, yeah, Tortuga.
But and also like not even that, like those places built by criminals, like one of the places where like criminals buy criminals, but since they have a lot of money from it, they still like can hire really extravagant architects. You know, there's places like that throughout the world where it's like,
oh, yeah,
you know, it's like a bunch of criminals like built this incredible,
those drug lords that have these beautiful villas.
Yeah, where, exactly, you know, that's kind of what I was basing it off.
Right. Well,
so like so anyways, I have another book series, Teslanauts. I do actually mention Megalosaurus, I think, once in the second book.
Oh, do you?
That's all I'll say.
I can't wait for that book, by the way.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it for this week. I'll say the end of every episode of Paleobites. I don't think we said anything in the last episode of Paleobites. We didn't say it, so we got to say something for, what was that, Coelhinoceratops? We just said adios in that one. And then,
yes.
And then for Megalosaurus, we say au revoir, because it's French. No.
It's British, it's not French.
British, it's on, good day. Wait, what are they saying? Toodles.
Good afternoon.
Yes, yes.
Good afternoon.
Sometimes they say good morning as a way of goodbye, and it drives me crazy. It's like good morning.
Yes, good morning. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
why can't I think of a – there's so many stereotypical ways they say goodbye, like cheerio. And I can't think of any of them.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta. Just upper class.
Yes.
Think about the queen.
God save the king. There
God
you go.
Save the king. Now, yeah, there's the queen's no more. Now, rest in peace. Anyways, bye.
Bye.